I think of another guy in our church named Clay Sharp. I remember when Clay walked forward about 8 years ago. And Clay's a neat young man. I was about to say he was a sharp young man. But Clay walked forward, and I'll never forget his card was, "I'm addicted to internet pornography, and I need some prayers." That was pretty open for our church at that day. And I'll never forget after that, getting up to read Clay's card and preparing for us to pray for him. And I think God just moved me to say, are there some other brothers in our church who you've been addicted to pornography, and by the grace of God, you've been delivered? Would you please come up right now and sit with Clay so he's not all by himself? I mean, it was silence. I thought, buddy, you know, you finally walked off the plank, you know? I mean, this is it. And I'll never forget that Sunday. And our people, when seven men, some of them leaders in our church, stood up around that auditorium and came and surrounded Clay. Now, since that day, we've done that for people that are alcoholic. We've done that for people that are addicted to cocaine and other addictions. We've seen homosexuals and lesbians and all kinds of people come to our front row in openness and honesty and say, you know what, I need some help. Now, what I love about life group, small group ministry is I think what you begin to do is you begin to develop an openness in your people about what's going on in their life.